The diaphragm is the muscle which initiates breathing. After the heart, the most active muscle in the body. The diaphragm is a dome of muscle 12 to 15 inches in diameter, which stretches across the torso, dividing thorax from abdomen. It's attached to the lower border of the ribs and anchored down into the lower back. It acts as a floor for the lungs and heart and a roof for the stomach and viscera. The diaphragm functions much as a piston. On inhalation, the dome of the diaphragm contracts downwards. Air is drawn into the lungs. As the diaphragm relaxes back up, air is pressed out of the lungs. The lungs hang in the upper rib cage, their largest portion lying towards the back of the torso. They are composed of millions of tiny air sacs or alveoli, which hang like a forest of small grapes inside the top of the rib cage. Their surface area is about 100 square yards, 40 times greater than that of the skin. These alveoli are networked with a fine mesh of capillaries through which the blood passes. Oxygen is drawn into the blood from the air sacs and carbon dioxide expelled. The newly aerated blood is then pumped to the billions of cells that make up the body. Full lung capacity varies from 70 to 40 liters of air per minute, depending on the degree of bodily exertion or rest. The action of breathing, the movement of the diaphragm, increases the volume of the torso, creating movement in the spine and rib cage, and it affects the rhythm of the digestion and heart. Allowing the movement of the breath helps dissolve tension or holding in the body. The breath is a useful barometer of our state of attention or tension. Allowing the rhythm of the breath helps the body find its own timing, the time of one step to another, between one word thought and the next, the timing of sleeping, waking. We share the air in the room between us. Miranda Tufnell, from the book Body, Space, Image.